Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Aldrich, and this podcast is designed to help you achieve a healthy mind, body, and spirit. I am so excited to announce that we're pivoting this season to focus on highlighting local businesses and service providers in our community right here in Highland, Illinois. My goal is to bring awareness to all these incredible individuals who contribute to our community's growth and well-being. And I truly believe that by supporting local businesses, we can have stronger friendships, stronger relationships, and truly have just a more vibrant community. So join us as we dive into stories of all these local business owners and service providers, learn about their challenges, their successes, and the impact that they have on our community. So together, we can make a difference and promote balanced wellness for everyone. Let's dive in. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying this season and the local guest experts that we've had on the podcast. It's been so much fun to just be able to dive into some of these local businesses and people that are service providers right here in our industry. And I've just been loving these conversations. So I hope you guys are too. And I really hope that you guys can take a moment and go support these people that have been on the podcast, whether it's liking their Facebook page or checking out what they're doing or checking them out at a local vendor fair or just their business in general. I really hope that you guys are taking advantage of that because we have so many cool people in our community. And I feel like the podcast season here for local people could go on forever. But we had to, put a stop to it sometime. So I hope you guys enjoyed those episodes. So it's been a hot minute, right, with this season. Since I popped in here, having a new season, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I haven't sat down and recorded some episodes in a long time. And it's kind of just been a little crazy and I just can't believe it. And so I wanted to pop in here during this season and provide just some mini-sodes for you guys to be able to plug into and listen to. And I wanted to kick this one off and just kind of give you guys a recap on balanced wellness. I feel like it has evolved and changed and grown so much in the last year. Sometimes I even can't believe it myself, like what's happening and what's going on and all the goodness that's just been able to just occur in just the last year. It's been mind-blowing, to be very honest with you. So if you are new to balanced wellness or if you've heard of balanced wellness or you've never heard of it, all the things, this is going to be a quick, fun little episode for you just to hear some updates. And just some things that we're doing. So I really like a little bit of a recap for you too. So just to kind of put all this into a nutshell for you, what balanced wellness is, what it stands for, and all that fun stuff. Really my main thing whenever I created this vision for balanced wellness is I really wanted to create a place where women can just come and it can be a sanctuary for women where they can unwind, they can rejuvenate, they can reconnect with themselves and just be able to unplug from the crazy of their day. Because I know that we all are 100 miles an hour and we all do not take enough time for ourselves, right? I just know that to be true in so many different aspects, not only for my yoga students, my massage clients, and whenever I do my retreats and my workshops. That is the biggest thing is that women are just like, oh, I needed this. And it's like we have to give ourselves permission and an excuse to unplug and be away for a while. My goal is to normalize unplugging and not being ashamed to say that you need to unplug or to not feel guilty for doing it, which is complete, it's bogus, but that's just how we feel sometimes. And I just want women to be able to work on that. So my goal and my vision years ago, I had this vision back when I was in massage therapy school. We had to write like a business plan, essentially, and a vision for, if we wanted to own something or what our business plan was. And my business plan was to own and to have a spa. At that point, it was more of like the spa aspect, but like massages. And I did foresee yoga and like chiropractic care and all that. And I had this vision. Gosh, I've been a massage therapist for 15 years. This is year 2024. And so for 16 years, I guess, this was our project when we were in school, is when I had to work on that. And I came up with this vision. And so it's been something that's been near and dear to my heart for a really long time. And so it's really crazy that here we are, fast forward, 16 years later to now. And seeing this all come to light, it just is really cool. And so that was my vision kind of back then, but I didn't really understand like how much women needed that at that time, because right at that time I was just
you know, a college student working a lot. Yes. But, you know, I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. And life, I felt like was a lot slower paced back then. I mean, I had a phone, but, you know, half the time I forgot it at home or it stayed in my car or my backpack or whatever, you know, we weren't on it like how we are now. Anyway, I'm going on a tangent, but my vision then was to have a place for women to come relax. And that has kind of morphed and changed a little bit more into not just a place, but a sanctuary for women to have a community with other like-minded women, to be able to talk about, you know, their day and to not feel ashamed about talking about how much they love to meditate and how much it's changed their lives and not being scared or nervous to have those conversations with other women around them. So just having that sanctuary place for like-minded women to come together and to just share what's on their heart and not feel judged by it. Right. And so, so that's the vision behind Balanced Wellness and how much it gets to grow in the next several years is just so exciting, but that's it in a nutshell. And really and truly my mission isn't just about providing services. It's about creating a supportive community where women can practice their wellness and self-care in a very nurturing, again, non-judgmental environment. And so I want everybody too to feel welcome, whether they're a seasoned wellness enthusiast or they're just starting to explore the aspects of personal health and just really trying to understand like what self-care is and what is yoga and how do I sink into a yoga class and be able to unplug and giving people and women especially the permission to do that. So that's what I'm excited to help facilitate is that wellness journey for women. So what we offer here at Balanced Wellness, located right here in Highland, of course, massage therapy. Right now, I'm the only massage therapist at Balanced Wellness, but that is not the plan forever. I'm actually actively looking and searching to hire another massage therapist. And so massage therapy, we offer that. And the cool thing about massage therapy is I really do truly feel like I don't offer just any regular massage. I love to do a very thorough intake for my clients and really be able to tailor the massage to them to help alleviate stress, to help work out trigger points and pain and really understand like what is your daily life like? What do you do for work? How do you sit a lot? Do you walk a lot? Like tell me what your workout routine is like. Self-care, all the things like, do you stretch? Do you run? Do you walk? Like what do you do? Right? I really love to understand clients. And a client of mine recently hit the nail on the head and she's like, you're just amazing. She's like, it's like you see people as a jigsaw puzzle and you like to piece it all back and like you love to figure it out. And it was so true. I'd never like thought of myself that way before. And I never thought of how deeply I love just the human body. And it was so fun to have a client like be able to like mention that and be like, yeah. And so I don't just have a client come in and, you know, work their shoulder when they're like, oh, I have shoulder pain. I like to figure out and understand where is your shoulder pain coming from? How can I help you understand what you can do at home to make your shoulder pain better? How can we work on your ergonomics so that at work or wherever you're at every single day for your job that we can make it different or better so that this shoulder pain can be reduced? So I love to figure it out. I love the human body. It's fascinating to me. So I do provide like 60 and 90 minute massages. I do cupping therapy with my massages as well, which are those cups, like thanks to, oh gosh, what was the swimmer's name years ago in the Olympics? Jason Phelps. Jason? Was his first name Jason? Phelps, I know was his last name. Let's say that. He did the cupping therapy. And I think that was when a lot of it really became popular, if you will, because he had those marks, like those circles on his back. And people were like, what is that? What's going on? So cupping therapy is what I love to practice in addition to my massages that I offer my clients, because I just feel like it is a very nice, they just complement each other very well. So if you have pain that you're like, oh, it's right here. Or if you feel like you have shoulder pain, low back pain, I do often offer cupping therapy. If it's right for that client, if you don't like deep tissue work, or if you don't like having a therapist like kind of get in there and dig, you might not love cupping therapy. It might not feel good to you. So it's not for everyone. But I do love to offer it because it really does help alleviate the pain. And cupping therapy releases the fascia, which is like a thin layer that's over your muscle. It helps to release that so that your tendons, your ligaments, your muscles aren't so tight and pulling on either the more tendons, more ligaments, the muscles next to it, the insertion points of the muscle, whatever. So it loosens that up so that that muscle can relax a little bit more and get rid of the pain. So I love cupping therapy. So if you ever come to a massage appointment with me and you want cupping therapy down, just mention it. And I am happy to do that for you because so many of my clients have gone to different types of treatments and therapies and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the only thing that has helped relieve my pain or reduce my pain. Or, you know, I used to have pain every single day and now I can tell that it's only maybe once, you know, a week and a half, and it's like, oh, the pain comes back. Whereas I was dealing with it, you know, this is according to my clients every day or every other day that I would wake up with this pain. If I didn't stretch or if I didn't ice it or whatever, this pain was there. So, I'm a big, big proponent of cupping therapy. And if you come to me, you should ask for it if I don't mention it to you because it's amazing. So I also do hot stone, massages. I also do a Luxe, treatment, massage where it's a 2 hour or it's an hour and a half massage. It's a 2 hour experience where we do lavender scalp massages and lavender oil and warm washcloths and hot stones and a guided meditation. It's amazing. And you get a little swag bag afterwards. So that is my favorite experience to offer. It's a 2 hour Luxe experience, which is incredible. So that's the different types of massages that I offer. Everything is customizable to my client, and everything is to tailor to you and what you need. You know, sometimes people come in and they're like, I don't want you to work my legs and feet. I just want my upper back, neck, shoulders. I'm like, hey, great. Here we are. So not every single one of my clients gets the same exact massage. And I kind of like that. It keeps me on my toes too. That way my job doesn't get boring, right? And so there's massage. That is what we offer there. And then of course we offer yoga classes. So I, used to hate yoga. Just fun fact real quick. My story about that in a nutshell is that I hated yoga. I used to do it back in high school and college, and I didn't understand why people liked it. It was boring to me. I just got so bored with it, and I tried it, and I always tried it and came back to it. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I would rather stab my eyeballs out. It was miserable to me. But fast forward through me having some pretty serious low back pain the last 5-ish years, I would say, and nothing helped relieve that back pain. When I would go into flare-ups, I would go to the chiropractor and it would help, but it's just like, gosh, why am I feeling this way? And I always have loved to exercise and work out, but of course, like back in high school and college and before I had kids, I did boot camp, and nothing wrong with that, but that was just like my style. I wanted to get to the gym. I wanted to sweat. I wanted to burn massive calories. I wanted to lift heavy weights, and I wanted to be done. But my body has changed, and like a lot of ours does over the years. And my body just does not appreciate that style of workout like it used to. I would get sore. I did boot camp classes through COVID, and I would get sore to the point that I would almost be sick. It was like a really, really deep sore, like something was wrong with me sore. And I just did not love it. It didn't do anything for me like it used to. And so years ago, whenever I was, you know, obviously a massage therapist, but probably 9-10 years ago, when I got really comfortable with my massage therapy clients and comfortable with like what I was offering, I was always pulling my clients aside and being like, hey, do these stretches, or I would send them stretches to do at home. And they were like, well, I don't understand that. Show me that. So I was always showing them like these stretches, which ended up being like yoga poses, which I didn't even realize because I didn't love yoga. And so then, after I had my daughter, I'm like, gosh, I should really go get certified in yoga. Like that would be really cool. I think it'd be a really great addition to what I can offer to my clients. And it just makes sense, right? Like massage therapy, yoga, they kind of just go together. And, you know, life, getting married, having kids, building a house, all the things, like I just never did it. So during COVID, I dove more into yoga to help with my back pain. It was the only thing that helped with my back pain. And then I was like, okay, that's it. I'm going to utilize this downtime of yoga or of this COVID, whatever that was, pandemic, and I'm going to go get certified in yoga. So I did. And I have been consistently doing yoga now for over a year and a half. And it is the absolute, the only workout, exercise, whatever you want to call it, that I have stuck to for a year and a half. I have never, ever, ever, ever stuck to anything for this long. Like I said earlier, I would do, I would meet with a personal trainer. I would go to boot camp classes. I would go to all these different type of classes, but I would get burnt out on it, or I'd get bored and I'd try a different class, or join a different gym, whatever. I would do so many different things because I would like need a change. But I can say that ever since I started practicing yoga a little bit over a year and a half ago, it has been the only thing that has kept my back pain at bay. And I love it. I love the sore feeling that it gives me. I just love being able to disconnect from the world, like the permission that yoga gives you to do that. And just to honestly, like, be in tune with my own body and move how it feels good to me, and not move how it's like how everybody else around me is moving and how many weights or how heavy of weights they're doing, and pushing myself outside of my comfort zone just because I don't want people next to me to think that I'm weak or I can't do 10, 25 pushups or whatever. Like, I was pushing myself to the way that I shouldn't have, just because I was trying to make sure that I wasn't like falling behind in these group classes. So what I love about yoga is it really truly teaches you to listen to your body and do what feels good to you, and to breathe and to relax and to take time to yourself to, you know, in Shavasana, which is like before and after a yoga class, the silent meditation part of it. Like, I actually breathe, and like, I don't have anxiety or stress like what I used to. It's incredible. Yoga literally has changed my health. And so I've become very passionate about it. I never used to think that would be a thing, but now I love it too. Cause like I said, I can confidently share exercises and stretches with my clients, my massage therapy clients, because I feel comfortable and confident doing that now being a yoga instructor. And I can show them the different ways to do child's pose to help with shoulder pain or neck pain or low back pain or whatever. So it's just been an amazing addition to what we offer here at Balanced Wellness. And I'm just so excited, but I'm not the only yoga instructor. I have a few other yoga instructors that are incredible. So, and we all like have the same love for yoga, and it's changed our lives in so many ways. So on the website, you guys can check out under the yoga tab, the different classes that we have going on, the times, the instructor, all that fun stuff. So I won't get into all those details here, but we do offer different types of yoga classes and times of the day, and also specialty yoga classes. So like during Mother's Day, we offered like a Mother's Day class, and we offer just different types of yoga classes like yin and sound healing. We offer once a month. So sound healing is incredible. If you haven't had it done, you should come to a class. It's amazing. So we offer different types of classes that are longer, like an hour and a half long. We also do workshops and retreats, and those are really fun to do too. Like, I have a really big heart for workshops and retreats because, again, like I said earlier, we don't give ourselves enough time, us women, to unplug and give ourselves permission to come to those types of events. So my workshops and retreats specifically are designed to deepen your understanding of wellness and your practice of wellness and how to integrate these different aspects and components of wellness into your daily life. Because, you know, there's your physical wellness, which is how well do you eat and exercise and take care of you overall, right? That's physical wellness. And then we have emotional wellness. So are you regulating your emotions? Are you happy, sad, you know, all those emotions that we feel every single day, like how well can you regulate those emotions, and how can we help you regulate those emotions better? Because as moms, I think it's safe to say that a lot of us don't feel like we have those emotions regulated. Like, we snap at our husband because we're stressed out, right? And we get angry at our husband or our spouse and our kids, and we don't mean to. So how can we regulate those emotions, and what tools do you need to help regulate those emotions? We talk about that in our workshops, and our retreats, and then our mental wellness as well. So, you know, are we taking time for ourselves and doing self-care and doing things that make us happy and filling up our cup? Remember, we can't pour from an empty cup. So what are we doing every single day, week, to make sure that we are staying well in our mental wellness? And then our spiritual wellness, you know, do you pray? Do you meditate? Do you journal? What are those things that you do to fill your spiritual wellness and not necessarily, you know, connecting with whatever higher power you believe in? There's not one way to do that, but, you know, we talk about several different ways that you can do that. So those are the things, the different aspects like physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual wellness that I like to dive into in our workshops and retreats. And every workshop and retreat is different. So I like to theme them around the season and specific things that we can do in that season to help us in our daily lives. So that's the workshops and retreats. And we, like I said, we just talk about a wide range of topics, everything from nutrition and mental health to, you know, journaling and meditating. So it's just a really cool, perfect way to allow yourself to immerse yourself into wellness activities and just a very serene environment that is, again, non-judgmental. And just like, it's just incredible. The women that make connections and relationships with strangers, like we're all strangers at the beginning of a workshop or a retreat. And at the end, everybody's like giving each other hugs and they're best friends on Facebook after the event. Right. So it's really cool. I really, really love the community aspect that we get to build at those workshops and those retreats. So, yeah, I think that's about it. So this is what Balanced Wellness is about. And I just love that the gatherings that we get to provide here, that they're powerful and they're opportunities for us to learn and to share our experiences together and connect with other, again, like-minded women. And I just love that I get to provide these transformative experiences. And I just feel that I'm just proud to offer them, I think is a good way to kind of wrap it up. So, okay. So Balanced Wellness, check us out if you haven't already. Located again right here in Highland, and the website I will link down here in the show notes for you guys. But that is the nutshell of what we are offering now. There is so much exciting stuff to come that I can't really speak of yet, but just know that I hear all of you providing feedback in my Facebook group. So if you're not in our Facebook group, it's a closed Facebook group. Balanced Wellness is the name of it. I'll drop the link for that here in the show notes as well. But if you're not there, please join, because I ask for feedback there. Hey, I'm considering of offering another yoga class. Like, what time would you like? I have a workshop coming up. Like, what would you guys like it to be about? I'm running a free challenge. Like, it's going to be about yoga. Do you guys want prizes and bonuses? Like, there's just little things that I just ask for feedback. And that's a place that you can do that. So if you feel like you want to add in your two cents on something, then join that Facebook group so that you can be able to do that. But that is my favorite way to also give people in my community. I give them first dibs on everything. So if you like to be like have a VIP in with something, that's the place that you want to be and hang out at is the Facebook community. So yeah, stay tuned. We have a lot of fun stuff coming. So like I said, if you are like, hey, I would love to take a Pilates class. You offer Pilates? And the answer is not right now, but possibly. So check it out. Check us out there on the Facebook page or on the website. And I hope to see you at a class or as a massage client or at our retreats or workshops that are coming up. So, all right, any questions, go to the contact page on the Facebook or on the website and send us a question, or you can join the Facebook group and comment anywhere or send me a DM. So, all right, thanks for being here. Talk to you next time.